Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? I was so amazed at how he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube.
I think we should call a doctor.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep. Graybar does that.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, we're living on the edge here in the Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim is now finishing up her breakfast sandwich that she got out of the little cafeteria, what do you call it, refrigerator we have out there where you can buy food and that they stick in there for you.
You know, the sausage looked a little questionable. it's a good thing it's Friday. I said, am I going to get sick from this, Mark?
No, I don't think so. I had one of those once. It was all right. It was pretty good. Not too bad. A lot better than just chips or something if you really need a pick-me-up this time of day. That's good. So it is Friday. We made it in there. I mentioned earlier, not too many traffic problems out there. We did have some snow this morning in the northern parts of the listening area. Maybe we'll get more tomorrow. Hint, hint. MoDOT, if you're listening in MoDOT, there might be some snow tomorrow, just so you know. I just don't want you to be surprised again. That's all. We're just trying to help out here a little bit.
Well, they knew it was going to snow. They just were really caught off guard by the timing. So should we try to give them a timeline so they know it could? There's a chance it could come earlier because they really should be out pre-treating the roads today because I don't believe any rain's in the forecast. So there'd be no reason that the brine would be washed off if they want to use that as an excuse.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. That is certainly something that we'll keep an eye on for you here. I promise we'll get to all that still ahead. Hopefully it won't be a problem. Let's put it that way. Coming up, we're going to talk to Dylan Sharkey. He's with the, the Illinois Policy Institute. They took a study over there in Illinois to find out how well our third graders are reading these days. What do you think the result was of that study? It doesn't bode well for the future. Let's put it that way. We're going to talk to Dylan for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Bottom of the hour, Jessica Rosenthal, and they've got a new national defense plan. And if you saw that or not, it kind of got enough support to get through because they didn't want to be up against the end of the year and not have that plan pass. But what it includes is a little shift in strategy. And I don't think there's been a whole lot of coverage of it. We'll talk to Jessica at the bottom of the hour and then our friend Annie Fry before the day is out because we want to get to her and find out more about her big food drive that's going on today that you can help out with either financially or you can show up and you can donate, buy some food and donate while they're out there at Ruler Foods later today. With her show is going to be live there from noon to 3. So we'll have her join us at about 8:45. So stay tuned for all of that. We'll get to it for you coming up here shortly. Right now, let's get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
The thing that is especially absurd about that is trying to almost like, I want to be clear that Turning Point USA is my family. The Charlie Kirk Show is my family. You know, like she's just expanding the wings of people that we're not allowed to critique.
Yeah, how about that? So we have got Candace Owens firing on Erica Kirk again and again and again. I do not think this ends well, and I'm losing more and more respect for Candace Owens.
If you can seize a royal tanker without killing anyone, shouldn't that have been the way that these fishing boats were also stopped?
Fishing boats? What was a fishing boat?
Well, the drug runners.
Those aren't fishing boats.
Yeah, but
if you're asking me if I have sympathy for narco terrorists killing Americans whose boats that are carrying the drugs that kill Americans, I don't.
How about that? Eric Schmidt just chewing that reporter out yesterday for suggesting somehow that the those narco boats were just fishing boats. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with the media in this country? That's a serious question.
With respect to the oil, that's a different issue. As you know, Peter, the vessel will go to a U.S. port, and the United States does intend to seize the oil. However, there is a legal process for the seizure of that oil, and that legal process will be followed.
Yes, it will. Caroline Leavitt setting them straight yesterday. Peter Ducey had asked her, would this help Americans with affordability, this tanker full of oil? I mean, it was kind of tongue-in-cheek and kind of an unnecessary and stupid question, to be honest, from Peter Ducey. It's a drop in the bucket. But it's sending a strong message to Venezuela that we're not putting up with you skirting our sanctions.
Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC reference the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrible attack.
No, wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can.
He shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Yeah, Kristi Noem is in front of the House yesterday. Benny Thompson, big Democrat, longtime House member, has the audacity to say that that was an unfortunate accident, that somebody drove across the country, an immigrant to this country, shouted "Allahu Akbar" as he was shooting our National Guard members point blank. And to these Democrats who just want to score some sort of political points against the Trump administration, this is an unfortunate accident. It was intentional wording. Who would ever refer to 9/11 as an unfortunate accident? You wouldn't. October 7th, unfortunate accident. No, it wasn't. It was very intentional. It was murder. It was a terrorist attack. So this morning on Fox, they got Tulsi Gabbard on there to ask her about it. Brian, here's Brian Kilmeade with Tulsi Gabbard. Listen.
He got it straight. He doubled and tripled down on it. How does that resonate? Not only with you as DNI, but how about you, the National Guard's person who's serving this country?
Brian, it is absolutely infuriating. This is someone who is a very, very senior leader in Congress. Who for a long time has led the Homeland Security Committee in Congress. And the fact that he cannot and refuses to directly identify this attack for what it was, a terrorist attack on our own soil against our National Guard men and women in this case, who are putting their lives on the line. Their direct mission was to keep the American people safe right here on our streets in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's Benny Thompson for you, who by the way, went on, of course, Friendly Media this morning to announce that he went on CNN to announce that he made a mistake. Now he backed off and decided that he made it a mistake, calling it an accident.
What the left is very effective at is downplaying things and changing the wording to
yes.
give something a new meaning. And you know, credit to them because they've it's like I said, it's been very effective. You think about abortion and the way that they can dehumanize the baby and all these different things, and it can really shift your mindset on these particular issues.
Yeah.
Call it something else.
It's semantics. They play this game all the time. In this case, just a flat out lie that he this morning walked back on CNN. They said, "So you're saying you misspoke?" And he said, "Absolutely." So he's walked it back this morning, but he didn't walk it back he can't. When that word comes out of your mouth and you get accused of saying, what do you mean accident? It was a terrorist attack. Well, why didn't he say, okay, I'm sorry, you're right, it was a terrorist attack. Let's talk about that for a minute. But he didn't. He moved right on with his set line of questioning handed down from the Democratic National Committee or whoever approves the talking points. It's just sad. Noem got a lot of hard questions yesterday, and she chewed them up and spit them out in a lot of different ways. All right, coming up, we are going to talk to Dylan Sharkey with the Illinois Policy Institute, who they've done a poll over there on how well your local third graders, so right across the river here in southern Illinois, how are third graders testing these days when it comes to reading? We're going to get to the results of that for you coming up. Stay tuned.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Well, we're 5 years out from COVID and when all that started. And of course, we know the crackdown had happened with these kids having to learn from home in many cases. And particularly the ones that would be in third grade now, who are what, 8, 9 years old?
Something like that.
So they would have been the preschoolers or kindergartners at the time who didn't learn anything with remote learning, because it's like herding cats to begin with. And what good was it doing to a kid that age to try to keep their attention with anything? And here we are down the road 4 or 5 years, and the chickens are coming home to roost. I think it's probably fair to say. We got Dylan Sharkey with us from the Illinois Policy Institute. Dylan, good morning to you. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. That's a perfect tie-in with COVID.
Man, I tell you what, I was looking at your article here, and basically the story is, how well are your local third graders reading? And you guys have got a great article here linking each Illinois school district and their proficiency in reading in the third grade. What did you find?
That's right. People can go online and search their district to see where kids are at. And what we found is there's a lot of students who are still struggling years and years later. Statewide, only about half of students are reading at grade level, and that's all across, you know, third through eighth grade. And the scores are even lower for math. And it's a big issue when you just think about kids being in school. So chronic absenteeism is when a student misses 10% or more of the school year. Well, a quarter of our students across Illinois are chronically absent, and that number is higher than it was in COVID, so you can have the best teacher in the world. If you're not in class, it really doesn't matter.
It sounds like third grade in particular is really a critical time. And it sounds like that's because that's when the shift happens between third and fourth grade, when students go from learning how to read versus reading as their main method of learning other things. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And for us, you know, working adults, we think of COVID as over. You know, it's gone 5 years ago. But for the K through 12 system, these students still have a long way to go. And to your point, reading is their method of learning, of how they work. And so for them, it just makes things harder and harder. And the real issue is when you ignore that they have a problem. So for instance, the state of Illinois actually lowered our standards of what is determined grade level.
Of course.
So there are kids who, you know, 2 years ago had a reading issue, were not meeting grade level. Now, some of those kids are at grade level, which is really a disservice to them, because for them and for their families, they're ignoring an issue that's clearly there because you acknowledged it just not like a year ago.
I look at some of these, Dylan, and I think to myself, wait a minute, there must have been a glitch in the programming here. I'm looking at Lovejoy Elementary School in Brooklyn, Illinois. I'm not even quite sure where that is. That's not down here in the Metro East, is it? I don't even know where Brooklyn. It sounds vaguely familiar, but it's Lovejoy Elementary School on this chart. The not proficiency level is 100%. There's not a single kid that tested in the third grade at that school that's proficient at a third grade reading level. That's stunning.
So I'm saying Lovejoy could be in Alton. There's Lovejoy Elementary in Alton, Illinois.
That could be what Brooklyn. It's referring to. Maybe that's why.
You're right. Yeah.
Sounds familiar. How's that a thing?
Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's, there's more of them, you know, in summer at high as 95, 90, and it's common here up in Chicago too. There are schools where there are zero kids reading at grade level. And again, it's funny to think as 2019 is so much better because it wasn't that long ago. But you know, as a benchmark, you know, things are getting better from what they were in the pack of pandemic, you know, going back to chronic absenteeism, we were at a point in 2022 where 30% of kids were missing 10% of the school year. Now it's down to 25, but it's still much above what it was in 2019. It was at 17%. We're at 25 now. So getting better, but you know, far, far worse than what it was in 2019.
Cahokia, Consolidated School District, Penniman Elementary School, 100% not proficient. Lulemeyer Elementary School in Cahokia, 88.9% not proficient.
Well, why aren't the schools getting punished for this? If this is a public school, why are they or are they being held accountable? Because I understand you can't force a kid if they're having a hard time learning to read, but ultimately should this not fall on the state of the school rather to make sure that these kids are learning and able to read at this grade level?
Well, one of the tough answers that we try to push to people is to not push them on and pretend, you know, ignore the issue and moving on to the next grade. To your point, to fourth grade, where that, you know, you have to learn to, you have to read to be successful at learning. And so moving them on from third grade is really just ignoring the issue. And a lot of people don't want to do that. They don't want to, you know, keep a kid in the same grade because, you know, they could, for maybe their friends moving on for them, but for lifelong success, you're really just doing a disservice to the kid. The student by ignoring the issue and moving them on like there's nothing wrong.
I mean, have you gotten any reaction from legislators to this issue? I mean, it sounds to me like they're, like Kim said, if there's not some more, clearly part of this is on the parent. Like I can specifically remember sitting home with my kids when they were learning to read and helping them with letters and pronunciations and all of that stuff. So to some degree, we're talking about areas maybe that are lower socioeconomic. They're depressed areas where maybe the parents aren't around as much and they're not paying attention to this. But this is such a widespread problem statewide, from what I can see, that, I mean, this ought to be setting off alarm bells in Springfield.
Yeah. You know, literacy, it's a crisis nationwide, actually, but it's particularly bad here in Illinois. And to your point, to some degree, yes, you know, parents have to be involved in the process. That's why one of our solutions is that parents should be notified automatically if there are any red flags as far as reading deficiency, any issues. Parents should be notified immediately. But a lot of them probably are notified anyway, but it should just be a standard rule that they should always be included on the process.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I hope people will go to illinoispolicy.org about, two or three clicks down, you can get to this article and read about, even with lowered standards, more than half the third graders could not read at grade level. And I wonder where we're going to look at math. My guess is the math numbers and everything else is equally as bad.
Math is usually sometimes worse in many cases. Yeah. And to your point, for those schools that are doing well, you know, the high proficiency numbers, a lot of them, to your point, those parents maybe could afford tutors, could afford resources to catch kids up if they're a grade behind. But most families can't afford that. They can't do it. And so they haven't.
Well, and if there's evidence, I mean, I think if there's evidence that they're just pushing these kids through, we had a study from some university. Maybe it was California. I'm trying to remember where this came out, where a surprising number of kids were getting to their freshman year in college, and some of them couldn't write a sentence.
Yes, that's right.
I mean,
well,
that's frightening.
They can use AI now to write their essays. That's why you need the screening. And I know you guys suggest that. You say that there should be like an early universal reading screening for every student in first through third, because you got to identify those reading deficiencies early.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Dylan, listen, we appreciate your time. Dylan Sharkey, Illinois Policy Institute, illinoispolicy.org. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Take care. That is eye-opening and frightening all at the same time. Wow. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to the winner of this week's Queen of Hearts drawing. If you are participating in that, the pot is close to, $9,000. You could win half of that. We'll have the winner, today's winner, coming up here shortly, and we'll talk to our friend Jessica Rosenthal from Fox News Radio on the new defense plan. We'll be right back.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guns N' Hoses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
We've got the winner for you this week for the Queen of Hearts raffle, by the way. Proud to be the official radio station of Guns N' Hoses, who, of course, help Backstoppers. Listen, the pot is up to $9,300, so participate in this. You have a chance at winning half of that. Our winner today will won $50. They picked the Jack of Spades. So there you go. The $50 winner. If you get the Queen of Hearts, you get half of the pot. So go buy your tickets today at stlgunsandhoses.com, and we'll have another winner for you next Friday. All right. You know, we've talked a lot about what they're doing in Washington, what they're not doing. What they seem to have agreed on to some extent is the defense plan for the next year, and it includes a few changes in there for sure, a little different strategy. Jessica Rosenthal with Fox News Radio has been covering that story. Jessica, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what does this indicate, the way they've, I assume the administration and Congress have put this plan together?
So this is from the White House. This is the National Security Strategy. It was released earlier this month. The last time this president released a national security strategy, it was in 2017. And as you probably can guess, 8 years ago, he was prioritizing China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea as top concerns. They're all mentioned in the 2017 document on page 2, saying Russia and China erode American security and prosperity. Now, in this new strategy, China is not mentioned until page 19, and it's more in the context of our economies and business and trade. Russia isn't mentioned until page 25, mostly as a frustration for Europe. The new strategy heavily mentions us now being non-interventionist, and it realigns our focus first and foremost on our own hemisphere. So migration, drugs, human trafficking, these are the priorities, and not just for our law enforcement, but for our military now. This includes keeping the hemisphere, quote, free of hostile foreign incursion or ownership of key assets. So without mentioning China, that is a reference to Chinese footholds across Latin and Central America. But there's also several mentions of fairness. And you might think that relates to trade with China, as the president has said, and it does. But it's also a dig at our allies, whom we tell in this document to stand up for themselves, to pay more for their own defense.
Wow. Sounds a little bit like the Monroe Doctrine. Right, which of
course you're right on track. So the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, said last week at the keynote speech of the Reagan Defense Forum, this is the Trump corollary to the Monroe Doctrine, that we will now care mostly about defending the homeland from the perspective of what we can control in our own backyard. Now, I will say, from Secretary Hegseth and from panelists who spoke after he spoke, there is an acknowledgement of a shift in defense of the homeland on another front, and that does come from outside of our hemisphere, and that is the notion that China, Russia, our adversaries, now have such advanced capability, we are no longer protected by our oceans in the way we have always been. They can attack us and strike us from thousands of miles away. And that was where you sort of heard more discussion about the need for Golden Dome and for a situation where we sort of have a new style of missile defense and also defense underwater, because some of that stuff can also is submersible and can go for thousands of miles as well. So it's not a complete abandonment of a recognition of the threats that are coming from thousands of miles away. It's just a reconfiguration and a refocus on what we can control mostly from our backyard, as those threats like migration, unwanted drugs, and unwanted threats from cartels are now front and center.
I'm still a little surprised that you said, I think Russia was on page 25. That was the first mention of it. Did you mention anything about Iran?
Yeah, it said the threat from Iran is greatly reduced because of Operation Midnight Hammer, that much of what we had feared regarding Iran has essentially been taken out. I can share with you one of the paragraphs in the strategy, and I'll read this to you. It's brief. The days in which the Middle East dominated American foreign policy in both long-term planning and day-to-day execution are thankfully over, not because the Middle East no longer matters, but because it's no longer the constant irritant and potential source of imminent catastrophe it once was. It is now rather emerging as a place of partnership, friendship, and investment, a trend that should be welcomed and encouraged. So it sounds like this president is saying, look, we've dealt with that. We want to move forward. Iran's power has been sort of greatly reduced. And that affects Hezbollah, that affects Hamas, that affects so much of the tension in the region. It sounds like they really would like to close that chapter. I don't know if it's closed, but they'd like it to be.
Yeah, interesting. We've got Jessica Rosenthal with us from Fox News Radio looking at this new strategy rolled out by the White House. It says non-interventionist, so they got to walk a careful line here with what's going on in Venezuela, right? Trying to affect change down there without putting boots on the ground.
Right. So boots on the ground is very different in their minds from what they're doing. Right. There are degrees. Defense and military action are on a spectrum. Right. You start in one way and you move gradually. And when Hegseth spoke at the Reagan Defense Forum, he started the first 10 minutes of his speech essentially saying, look, the days of post-Cold War leadership are over. We are not going to be America's policemen. We don't care. If you want to do you. That's great. We're going to do us. And that means handling our backyard. So bombing a drug boat to them is not the same, obviously, as boots on the ground. And Hegseth said specifically, we will be very careful about where we send our men and women. Those are people's sons and daughters, and they will be the last resort of use when it comes to defense of our homeland.
Wow. Jessica, we appreciate the update. That is eye-opening. I had not heard some of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, take care. Jessica Rosenthal there, Fox News Radio. Part of what she mentioned there was migration. And I'm sorry, but I've got to bring this up because the alert just came over on my phone. And I'm going to read this to you because it is part and parcel with the problem I see and have seen for a long time with local news. Here's the headline of the story from News Channel 5. Now, one of the other stations had covered this, and I mentioned a similar story a couple of weeks ago when this first happened. Here's the headline. After ICE detains father, St. Louis family vows to stay together. Alejandro Perez was detained by ICE in October. Now his Baldwin wife is doing everything she can to make it possible that they're reunited soon. I'm sure she probably is. Let me correct that for you. After ICE detains illegal alien with legal order of deportation outstanding, St. Louis family still vows to stay together. Because what they want to do is show you pictures of their wedding and pictures of the mom and the kids sitting at home worried about dad, who's now facing deportation, when the truth of the matter is, if you read the details of the story, there were a lot of red flags here. They didn't meet till 2019, 2020. He'd come and been and left the country three times already and had already been officially deported once. And then he came back in again. And that's when he met his now wife and got married and had a family. I'm not saying it's not a sad situation for them, but it's a situation of their own doing. She is welcome, if this is her choice, to join her husband back in Mexico. But the news story and even the headline is clearly designed to tug on your heartstrings at what a heartless policy this was. No, a court legally deported this guy already once. It doesn't matter how nice of a guy you think he is or whether he deserves to be here or not. That's already been decided by a court. So once again, you've got the media trying to play with your emotions on this illegal immigration story. This is the thing that drives me crazy. They're not honest about it. They use the word illegal in here anywhere. Mm-hmm. But he was.
They're really, really good at it. It's very effective. This is what works. I wonder if people told this mom, hey, if you go do these news stories and put yourself out there, even though it will probably be hard to get the publicity, this will have potentially a positive impact and allow your husband to stay.
Yeah.
Because people will come to bat for her.
Yes.
When you see their wedding pictures and you see their kids and, oh my gosh, the evil federal government for trying to pull apart this beautiful Baldwin family. How could they possibly take a loving father away from his wife and children? And yes, we don't want to split apart a family. I would never advocate for wanting to split up a family. But you made the decision to come back here legally. And therefore, in order to keep your family together, something I would support again, you need to go back to Mexico as a family.
Yeah. So she didn't even know the full truth, according to this story. They were hoping to get him citizenship. They got married. They started the process, and then the truth came back, that he had already been into the U.S., crossed illegally three different times, and then was deported again at age 19, legally deported, and then he came back again. So
maybe he has family and his, you know how a lot of times people will come here, they'll work, and then they'll, in some cases, wire money back. But maybe he has family there and he's, for some reason, going back.
Channel 5 failed that the word illegal is not used anywhere in your story there. Just being honest about it. It's frustrating. All right, coming up, hey, you got a great opportunity to have a little bit of fun today, kind of hang out with the crew from the Annie Fry Show, and we're going to talk to her about it coming up in just a minute. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back. We have a very special guest here this morning on the Mark Cox Morning Show, which means Annie Fry up and at him already this morning, ready to go, getting ready for the big show at noon. Annie, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me so much. It's great to be here.
I saw you. We were like ships in the day yesterday. I saw you going down the hallway as I was leaving, but I didn't really get a chance to talk to you. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, everything's going great. Merry Christmas to you and to the whole Mark Cox Morning Show team. It's so great to be here and talk about the Ruler Foods food drive that we are doing today. This is an annual thing. We think that this is our fourth or fifth. We've done some diaper drives out as well, so we're trying to figure out how long we've done this. But today we're going to be from noon to 3, broadcasting live in the little lobby, like vestibule area, when you walk into Ruler Foods in St. Charles on West Clay Street. And it's an incredible time. The 97.1 audience is so, you know this already, so generous, so giving. And we're really, it's cool because we're partnered with the St. Louis Area Food Bank. So everything that we raise today, all the donations, the people who come into Ruler Foods to shop there in St. Charles and make those donations, all of that stays here in the St. Louis area.
Oh, that's awesome. And hopefully people will show up out there. And I'm going to try to swing by on my way back from an appointment. So maybe I'll see you guys out there a little later.
Yeah. And also, if you go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page right now, there is a link to donate online if you can't make it out. We would love for you to come out. But if you want to help us raise a little extra, a lot of people, you know, for whatever particular reason, can't make it out on a Friday afternoon, you can go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and make a donation there. If you've got $5 to spare on Friday, for a lot of people, it might be payday. Think of the people here locally. It's a great way to give back. It's no donation is too small. The other thing people will do, and this, you can only imagine what this looks like, Mark. We have a lot of people who walk in. They don't really want to shop, but they'll hand us cash to do the shopping ourselves. So Ryan Wiggins goes into the store at the end of the show and does like a supermarket sweep with a cart. I mean, we've had years where he's just clearing shelves off so that we can go take all of these things to the St. Louis Area Food Bank after we're done. We buy pallets of things from time to time.
Oh, I know. It's like that one of those contests where you have 3 minutes to put as much as you can in your cart and Ryan's running around wild trying to rake it all in there. That's fantastic.
Yes. It's a wonderful event. So hopefully people come out. West Clay Street's Ruler Foods in St. Charles, broadcasting from noon to 3. Donation link is up online at the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. I'll put it on X as well.
Good soon. For you, Annie. Have you ever considered doing this in June instead of late December?
I do not make those
decisions. Just kidding you.
But I would do it in both if they let
I know. I know you would. And thank you for your help. You guys are always great helping me out with the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. So we're happy to do anything we can. And I would encourage people, remind people again, is it your Facebook page or your YouTube page where they would go for the donation link?
The donation link is posted right now at the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. We will be broadcasting live from out there. We will have the link available through a QR code for folks when the show goes live. But if people are listening right now and you're thinking about it and you got $5 to spare or whatever, you can go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page to access the link right now.
Cool. You taking a bunch of time off now between now and the end of the year?
Not yet.
No?
I'm going to wait till Christmas Eve, and then we're going to take off that time with my kids. I really try to mirror the schedule with my children. I've got four kids, for those who may not be familiar with me. I've got four kids. My oldest is turning 16 the day after Christmas,
Mark.
Oh, my
gosh.
Can you believe that?
Charlie is getting so grown up. Unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah.
We've known each other a long time. Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, my. Now he's towering above you, isn't he? That last picture I saw?
Certainly.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah, he certainly is.
That's fantastic. Well, Merry Christmas, Annie, to you and the family. Thank you. Good luck
today. Merry Christmas to you and your team. Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Annie Fry, host of the Annie Fry Show. Coming up at noon at Ruler Foods in St. Charles. Go check him out. All right. Hey, have a great weekend. Kim and Ethan and Sue and I'll see you back here Monday morning at 5 a.m. Stay warm.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.